From the WLRN studios, I'm Bridget O'Brien. The southernmost city is vowing to adhere to the Paris Climate Agreement, despite President Donald Trump withdrawing on behalf of the United States. Key West Commissioner Sam Kaufman said the low-lying island has a lot at stake when it comes to climate change.
Being an island surrounded by water, our engineering department's going to have to get really good at building walls, keep the water out if the water levels rise at a faster pace.
Two Key West commissioners voted against the resolution. Commissioner Margaret Romero said commenting on national and international policy is not the city's job.
Let's concentrate on what we can do, and if anything else, let's lead by action, not just writing letters.
Key West, along with many parts of South Florida, has seen increased flooding during high tides in recent years and is already making plans to deal with higher sea levels. And just earlier this week, Miami-Dade County commissioners voiced their support for the climate accord. Commissioner Daniela Levine-Cava sponsored the resolution presented at Tuesday's meeting.
We're ground zero. We're at the forefront of what's happening globally. And so it's very important for us to weigh in.
Two commissioners voted against supporting the accord. Commission Chair Esteban Bovo says he's against a requirement that the U.S. pay into a fund to help developing countries adapt to climate change. And Commissioner Joe Martinez says he dislikes the terms. Nationwide, more than 270 cities, at least a dozen states, and Puerto Rico have publicly stated their support. Cuba-related headlines keep breaking, but this time it's not political. Poe swallowtail is a rare Cuban butterfly, and it was spotted moments before a rainstorm Monday in Key Largo. This would mark its first appearance in U.S. soil. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.